happy, boing, 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 boing.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. Starting off the program tonight was something from a really interesting group called The Cats Meow, and they're an Aussie kind of college pop stuff, and they existed from, I think, the early 90s. And this is a collection of tracks ranging from 1994 to 1998, and it's simply called Songs 94 and 98. It's out on the World of Echo record label, and once again, that's The Cat's Meow. You heard the track called Hollow Inside. Really, really great pop stuff, and it gets comparison to, some stuff like Beach House, maybe. Very kind of lush, almost kind of romantic pop. Well, not really romantic, I guess. But anyways, so we got a lot of music coming up for you on the program tonight. We're going to start it off with something from the Stroom TV label. Or I guess it's just called Stroom, but you can check out their Bandcamp, which is, I do believe, Stroom TV. And I did play some stuff a few weeks ago. I played the Dolly Maru and Polyphonic Swarm album a couple months ago. That was a really, really great album. And I think I played something from the Furion Animus release, but their latest release is something from a project called Terrace Bulba, and that was a early project from the 90s, I do believe, from a German duo. Making some really interesting electronic kind of trancey type experimental pop, a little bit kind of a lower key sound. And once again, that's Terrace Bulba. We're going to hear a track off the album called Venier Le Temps, and you'll hear the track called Baroon, Mystic Fog. And this is a forthcoming release. Actually, I think it's out today, but it doesn't seem to have the full release on the Bandcamp. Anyways, we're going to hear Terrace Bulba. After that, something from Nalia Hunter and a track, Nayla Hunter, I should say. And that's a track called Forest Dark is what you're going to hear. Really great artist, a harp player, and I'm not sure exactly where she is from. But anyways, we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Terrace Bulba.
Thank you. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% Indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was Nayla Hunter, a harp player out of Los Angeles, and she's making some really interesting, kind of almost a soul, new agey type music. But not the cheesy new age music, but that's really, really great stuff. You heard the track called Forest Dark, and that's a recently released track, and you can find it on her Bandcamp, which is naylahunter.bandcamp.com. And I think I played Nayla Hunter back in November, a track off an older EP called The Quietude, and you can also check that out on her Bandcamp. Prior to Nayla Hunter, you heard something from Terrace Bulba with a track called Baroon, in brackets Mystic Fog, and that's off the Vignette Le Temps record. And that came out sometime in the early 90s. I think it was recorded from 95 to 2004. I think it's just a collection of collection of tracks by this interesting German duo making some very new worldy ambient music. Kind of hard to pin down the exact genre. Terrace Bulba just released this album out on the Stroom TV label, which is a Belgium-based label. And it's also home to Dolly Maru and the Polyphonic Swarm and numerous other interesting artists. Stroomtv.bandcamp.com is where you can check out this label. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear a couple Canadian artists, and the first of which is a local artist, Trolley Dolly, and that's the work of Jen Yakimovich, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. The new album is called Heaven's Mini Mart, and we're going to hear a track called We Besties. Trolleydolly.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And this one is on the National Earshot, or National Campus Radio Charts, sitting at number 37. It's really great that we have a Vancouver artist here. And Trolley Dolly put out this release on the Astoria Tracks record label. After that, we're going to hear something from Blunt Chunks. Blunt Chunks is a group out of, or it's the work of, Caitlin Wolf O'Brien, and she's based out of Toronto. A self-titled EP is what I'm going to play, and it came out in May. We're going to hear a track called Natural Actors, really great kind of bedroom, dreamy, ethereal type pop music. Bluntchunks.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is We Besties by Trolley Dolly.
Thank you.
And from Toronto, that was Blunt Chunks with a track called Natural Actors. And you can check that out at bluntchunks.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from Trolley Dolly with a track called We Beasties off the Heavens Mini Mart. And actually a little bummed. After I queued it up, I realized that that's the wrong track I wanted to play. That's one. That's a kind of a short instrumental track on this release. But anyways, maybe I'll play Trolley Dolly again in the coming weeks. Trolley Dolly is a local project from composer drummer Jen Yakamovich, and you can check out the Bandcamp at trolleydolly.bandcamp.com, or you can go to jenyakamovich.com. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear more kind of a little more of a rocky oriented set. We'll hear something from Paul Jacobs, Montreal, and we'll hear a track off the album called 185 to the corner. No, sorry, 185 on the corner. We're gonna hear a track called Hold On, and Paul Jacobs is based out of Montreal. PaulJacobs.bandcamp.com, so we can check out a few of his other releases. And then after that, we're gonna hear something from our own Fanta Records. That's CHR's house label, I guess, and the latest release is Mega Mall, a local trio. The album is called Escape from Lizard City. And we're going to hear a track called something called First Floor Apartment, the closing track on the six-track EP. And this has a really great cover art with a Greg Girard photo from all the way back in 1981. And he has that moody kind of night feel of old Vancouver. So you can check this out at megamall.bandcamp.com. And I think we'll just hear these two artists. I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This is Paul Jacobs out of Montreal with a track called Hold On. Thank you.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
Back. That was Mega Mall with a track called First Floor Apartment of the Escape from Lizard City album, and you can check it out at megamall.bandcamp.com, and that's out on CITR's own Fanta record label. And prior to Mega Mall, you heard something from Paul Jacobs at Montreal with a track called Hold on the 185 on the Corner release, and once again, Paul Jacobs out of Montreal, Quebec. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, and be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this pretty nice Friday evening. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying cool in the very hot weather. Make sure you stay hydrated, seek shade, and check on friends and family who may need support. So definitely stay safe this weekend, as I understand it's going to be a very hot one. Up next, we're going to hear something from a project called, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, Miskizik, and I think it's a project out of Toronto. The album is called Thyrsus of Etna, and we're going to hear a track called The Doorway. And this one features an artist named New Chance on this. This one's kind of an electronic project, and it's doing pretty well on the national campus radio charts. And this album features Leticia Sedier of Stereo Lab on this, as well as numerous other artists such as the Space Lady. And so we'll hear the track called The Doorway by Miskizik, if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. I don't know. I could be way off. But anyways, after that, we're going to hear something from a Calgary-based electronic artist named Atomium. Atomium has a release out called In the Well, and we're going to hear a track off of that. Something called Sub Grover. Atomium project is a work of Corey Warsnop, who makes some electronic music on modular synths. You can check this out at inthewell.bandcamp.com, and Atomium is based out of Calgary. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called The Doorway.
Fell asleep in a dream. Thank you.
And we're back. That was a project out of Calgary. And I quickly realized that I totally butchered the name and title. The album is called Atomium, and the project is called In the Well. And In the Well is the work of Corey Worsnop, and you hear the track called Subgrover. Sorry, in my defense, when I was reading the Bandcamp, I thought it was could have been like a record label or a compilation. I don't know, I just for some reason didn't get why it didn't match up with the Bandcamp title. But anyways, apologies about that to the artist, but Atomium's an interesting electronic release using some modular synths. And inthewell.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. Prior to that was something from Toronto with Miskizek and a track called The Doorway off the Thyrsus of Etna release. And this is an electronic artist out of Toronto. And this one actually features Chad Van Galen on a track doing some clarinet, flute, and synth work. So you can check this out at miskizek.bandcamp.com if you can figure out how to spell it. But anyways, we're going to keep going with some more music on the program. We'll move into a little bit more kind of experimental, kind of drone ambient territory with a project called Locrian. And this is kind of a metal, kind of drone metal, kind of post-rock type project. The new album is called New Catastrophism, and Locrian is out on the Profound Lore record label, which is a Canadian label. And Profound Lore puts out some really, really great experimental metal, drone, just kind of extreme, loud type music. Locrian is a trio out of Chicago, and I think they've been around since like 2005. I got a couple releases from them, I haven't been following their work too much lately, so excited to check out new stuff from this project. We're going to hear a track called The Glare Is Everywhere and Nowhere Our Shadow, and it's a very slow-moving track, but it does kind of build up to a little bit more kind of a heavier post-metal sound towards the end. If you want to check out more music from them, locrian.bandcamp.com is where you can find out more. So we're just going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is something from Locrian.
Hello, hello, hello! This is Russian Tim and I'm here to tell you about super fun Vancouver Festival, which is happening this summer. On July 29th, 30th, August 5th and 6th, 2 weekends back-to-back, I'm hosting Vancouver Fest, which will take place at the Wise Hall. We will have 24 great local bands playing. Bands like Balkan Schmalken, Anthems, You Big Idiot, Hyenas, Wrong, and of course my band Russian Tim and Pavel Burez. 4-night passes and single night tickets are available for sale right now, and this will be a true celebration of Vancouver music scene. July 29th, 30th, August 5th and 6th, Vice Hall, Vancouver Festival. Great success!
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
And that was something from Locrian. The new album is called New Catastrophism. And you heard the track called The Glare Is Everywhere and Nowhere Is Our Shadow. And that was just put out, or no, that track was just released on the Profound Lore Bandcamp, but the album is forthcoming and will be out on August 12th. And Locrian is a trio of ambient drone metal from Chicago. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some very light ambient electronic artists. And up next, we're going to hear something from a project called Mystic AM. And we're going to hear a track called Thus Spoke Zarathustra / the Djinn. And this is out on a label called Astral Industries. And the album is called Cardamom and Laudanum. And it's a very, very kind of lush ambient electronic music that gets a comparison to stuff like The Caretaker or Muslim Gauze. Very, very quiet ambient music. And after Mystic AM, we're going to hear something from Madeline Cocolas and a album called Spectral. We're going to hear a track called Enfold. And Madeline Cocolas is an Australian artist making some ambient music, and it's out on the label called Room 40 Records. And she's a piano composer, very light, lush, airy stuff. Little kind of a little bit of a ghostly sound, sort of reminiscent of some grouper stuff. It's a pretty obvious comparison. And once again, that's Madeline Cocolas. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Mystic AM on Astral Industries Records out of London. This is a track called Thus Spoke Zarathustra / The Djinn.
Thank you.
aka Special Presentation Art Mail, is an email-based exhibition series organized by Number 3 Gallery, with upcoming exhibitions by Hannah DeKitt, Dan Cardinal McCartney, Tony Cormier, and Ania Esrani. Number 3 Gallery operates as a satirical response to the lack of feasible real estate in, quote, Vancouver's economic landscape, working to question the ways in which access determines success and visibility. Visit number3gallery.com for more information.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from the ambient artist Madeline Cocola's, a track called Enfold, and that's off the Spectral album. And Madeline Cocola's is an Australian composer, and she makes some really kind of lush, ambient, droney, kind of ghostly, minimal electronic music. Well, not necessarily just electronic. This one came out on the Room 40 label. You can check out the Bandcamp at madelinecocolas.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from Mystic AM and a track called Thus Spoke Zarathustra / The Djinn, and that's off a release called Cardamom and Laudanum on the Astral Industries record label. And this is the owner of that label, Astral Industries, Ario Farani, and his ambient project called Mystic AM, very lush ambient music in the vein of The Caretaker. Very, very nice stuff. Up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from a label called Impatience Records and a release out from Hoshina Anniversary, and the album is called Hisiochi, and it's on the New York label called Impatience. I'm not too familiar with, but this one's a little bit more kind of electronica with a little bit of a kind of traditional jazz feel to it. From Hoshina Anniversary, we'll hear a track called Misa Bayana. And after Hoshina Anniversary, we're going to move into a little bit of kind of electro territory with a project from ARPANET. And ARPANET's an old electronic artist that I think was pretty big in the early 2000s. His name is Heinrich Mueller. And the album called Quantum Transposition is what we're going to hear. It originally came out in 2002. This is being reissued on the Clone Aqualung series. Not too familiar with this label, but we're going to hear a track from ARPANET, something called Probability Densities. So we'll hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the Hoshina Anniversary album called Hisiochi. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Misa Bayana, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. And that was something from ARPANET with a track called Probability Densities off the Quantum Transposition release. And before that was Hoshina Anniversary with Misa Bayana off the Hisaishi album. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. And I'll be back next week with some more great music. So I'm going to leave you with something from a really interesting artist named Isa Gordon. And a Glasgow-based artist that has a new release out on the Optimo music label. We'll hear a track called For You Only. We're going to hear... Oh, no, the album's called For You Only. You'll hear a track called Three Airs. Really interesting, kind of quirky electronic music here with a bit of a pop sound. And once again, that's Isa Gordon right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Three Airs.